Hi, this is Charles Goyette, and today another edition of what we like to call News and Comment, here on the Freedom and Prosperity Commentary, as we roam through the fields of informative, economic, and other news, the things that demand a comment or two, as we try to keep an eye on your freedom and prosperity. And so let's get going. News. This is a big story. A blockbuster new report from Pulitzer Prize-winning investigative journalist Seymour Hersh. He's the fellow who broke the My Lai massacre and cover-up story and the Abu Ghraib prison stories. Hersh says that Turkey, trying to lure the U.S. into war, was behind last year's sarin gas attack in Syria. Comment. I had a chance to speak with Hersh about this story today, and I can only wonder, especially with his track record, why it's not getting bigger play in the media. Doesn't it matter if Turkey is found to have tried to deceive Americans into fighting a war that it wants for its own reasons? But it does complicate things, doesn't it? Turkey is a U.S.-NATO ally, so Obama was ready to commit the United States to war if Syria used poison gas. But what if it was really our ally Turkey that killed people with sarin gas instead? News. Dick Cheney, the godfather of the Iraq War, the National Surveillance State, and the CIA torture practices, is complaining about isolationism in the Republican Party. Comment. It's always hard to understand why the very same people who run around the world slapping sanctions on countries hither and yon just about everywhere can get away with calling people who want trade and commerce with everybody isolationists. News. With the pending release of the Senate's report on the CIA torture and deception practices, even mainstream media outlets like the LA Times are now saying that it's time to reveal the agency's dark side. Comment. The complete report is said to be about 6,200 pages long. Here's betting that little that is in it ever sees the light of day, and that no prosecutions follow, no matter the extent of the lawbreaking involved. Prosecutions are best saved for dangerous criminals like Martha Stewart. And finally, news from Bloomberg. A trial attorney from the Securities and Exchange Commission said his bosses were too tentative and fearful to bring many Wall Street leaders to heel. James Kidney, who joined the SEC in 1986 and retired this month, offered the critique in a speech at his goodbye party. The SEC has become an agency that polices the broken windows on the street level and rarely goes to the penthouse floors, Kidney said, according to a copy of his remarks obtained by Bloomberg News. On the rare occasions when enforcement does go to the penthouse, good manners are paramount. Tough enforcement, risky enforcement, is subject to extensive negotiation and weakening. Kidney said his superiors were more focused on getting high-paying jobs after their government service than on bringing difficult cases. The agency's penalties, Kidney said, have become at most a toll booth on the bankster turnpike. Comment. What more demands being said? And that is today's news and comment for your freedom and prosperity. I'm Charles Goyette.
For information on how to order Charles Goyette's Freedom and Prosperity newsletter and more, please log on to moneyandmarkets.com or call toll-free 1-800-291-8545.